Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I'll always remember the response of an 80-year-old man at a meeting in Raleigh, North Carolina. His response to my inquiry, if anyone in the room, and there were hundreds there, if anyone was debt-free, imagine my delight when he raised his hand and said, boldly, yes, I just became debt-free. The room erupted in spontaneous applause and rejoicing. As the hallelujah subsided, I asked the man how he became debt-free, thinking I was going to hear a glorious testimony. Needless to say, I was shocked when he said, I just filed Chapter 13 bankruptcy. I don't owe anybody anything. I'm now debt-free. Well, that's not exactly what I meant. And I gently made the distinction for everyone in the room.
And you know, honey, I was recently reminded of a story while we were reading Proverbs 3, 27 and 28. Proverbs 3, 27 and 28, which says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. You know, the Lord gave us a totally different take on this scripture in context of what we're talking about today. One that may shake up some folks, but I must say that what he shared did stir my spirit. But first, let me address this issue. You know, we are often asked if bankruptcy is scriptural or not. And you know, the real answer to that is, well, yes and no. It's unscriptural to declare bankruptcy if you made a bunch of purchases beyond your ability to pay the debt, never intending to pay it. That is morally, scripturally, and spiritually wrong. However, if you're facing unexpected circumstances, the death of a spouse, a divorce, loss of a job that, you know, you just can't recoup from, or an event that is just beyond your control that spins you into such financial abyss, then bankruptcy is possibly a morally and a spiritually okay thing to do. Your intent was not to deceive or defraud anyone. And there's a huge difference here. There are millions of people who've lost their jobs, their homes, their savings and investments, everything they had, sometimes even with hurricanes or, you know, tornadoes. And we're not talking about these folks unless their financial troubles, I mean, if their financial troubles were self-inflicted. We're talking about running into real serious problems.
Yes, we are, honey. You know, there are people, yes, even believers, who have declared bankruptcy and are now again accumulating either stuff or investments without any thought of paying the folks back that they owe money to. Now, maybe man's law allows it, but in God's law, well, that's a different story.
That's right.
I've heard people trying to justify not paying their bills to a large corporation because they're just that, a large corporation, and, well, they got plenty of money. Most corporations are out to be honest and above board. We only hear the corrupt ones, but it reflects truthfully on all of them. So, please think about the next thing I'm going to say very carefully. Because even though I'm the vessel delivering the message, I want you to know it's not from me or my fine wife. God sees no difference between you stealing from or ripping off a large corporation than he does stealing from your neighbor or best friend. Stealing is stealing. Right is right, and wrong is wrong.
And just a word, corporations are a lot of times the backbone of this nation financially.
That's right. Now, we've heard people say they'll never miss the money, but that's not the point. God is watching you, what you're doing, how you react in different situations, and whether or not you can be trusted to handle greater resources and opportunities.
In Luke 16, verse 10 says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." The New Living Translation makes it even clearer. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large things. But if you are dishonest with little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And that is so true. The Message Bible puts it this way. If you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. They really get where the rubber meets the road.
See, this is not about whether a large corporation or even a mom-and-pop business will bless something that you withheld from them. The real question is whether or not you're willing to cheat yourself out of the future that God has got planned for you.
Think about that. You know, there's another scriptural question that really demands an answer. It's found in Luke 16, verse 12 in the New Living Translation. And it says this, "And if you are not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own?"
It's important to continually monitor and inspect your stewardship of everything that God has entrusted to your care. There's another thing the Lord stirred in us as we were reading Proverbs 3:27, this time in the Classic Amplified Bible.
It says, "Withhold not good from those to whom it is due, its rightful owners, when it is in the power of your hands to do it."
If you've agreed to make a payment or pay a bill by a certain date, then pay it. It doesn't matter if it's your rent, a car payment, credit card payment, or anything else. If you have the money, pay your bill on the date that you agreed to do it. The idea that you can pull something over on the landlord or the creditor, making them sweat out your payment, is not only foolish and dangerous, it's unscriptural and just plain wrong. The verse says, "Withhold not good from those to whom it is due." In other words, the word says, pay your bills on time. Failure to pay your bills on time, it can result in late payments, which bring fees and, more often than not, a dramatic increase in the interest rate that you're being charged. One late payment can mess up your credit. You know, honey, remember the old saying, the biggest fool in town is the one who fools himself. Being late on a payment when you've got the money to pay it is only going to hurt you, your credit report, and more importantly, your reputation with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you've agreed to pay someone a certain amount on a specific date, then it's a matter of honor, integrity, and stewardship to keep your word.
And that's true. Numbers 32, verse 23 in the New Living Translation says, "But if you fail to keep your word, then you will have sinned against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out." Now, that's scary. Let me tell you, you notice how it says if you fail to keep your word to somebody, it says you sinned against the Lord. It doesn't say you sinned against them. It says you sinned against the Lord. Your word is important, and words are how God communicates, and he places great value on them. In Psalm 15, verse 5 in the Message Bible, it says, "Keep your word even when it costs you. Make an honest living." I think that you'll find a great deal of wisdom in this psalm, in Psalm 119, verse 97. This is the Message Bible. Again, it says, "Oh, how I love all you've revealed. I reverently ponder it all the day long. Your commands give me an edge on my enemies. They never become obsolete. I've even become smarter than my teachers since I've pondered and absorbed your counsel. I've become wiser than the wise old sages simply by doing what you tell me. I watch my step, avoiding the ditches and ruts of the evil, so I can spend all my time keeping your word. I never make detours from the route you laid out. You gave me such good directions. Your words are so choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life. That's why I hate false propaganda.
Wow.
That is super good.
It is, baby. That's amazing.
Super, super good.
One final thought found in Proverbs 3:28, the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come again, and tomorrow I'll give it,' when you have it with you."
That's it. When we have the ability to pay, we need to pay and not put it off. And that doesn't mean, you know, not using wise usage of your money. In other words, if you have something that's due at a particular time and you can hold it in interest in the bank and then pay it. But as long as you're paying it on time, that's really the key.
Keeping your word and honoring your commitment,
amen,
will lead to greater manifestation of God's blessing flow in your life. It's really a choice that we make daily.
That's true. And you know, one other point, which I was brought to my remembrance that I learned a long time ago, and that is when we talk about the corporations. If you dislike, we did this on a Sunday Night Live recently, I mentioned this. If you dislike people who have a lot of money, then you will never be able to have a lot of money.
Say it again.
If you dislike people who have a lot of money, you can't attain and accomplish and get to where you want to go.
And where God wants you to go.
Well, and I'm just talking about, you can't hate somebody and hate what they have and get to that point of prosperity in your life, because you will never spiritually, mentally, and subconsciously attain that which you dislike. So you've got to enjoy wealth. You've got to understand that wealth is not just for the corporation, it's for you too, if you want to attain wealth.
By following his instructions.
Yeah, you can
commitments,
have.
I mean, his commands is everything he said.
Being wise.
Before we close, I want to read Luke 16:12 again. Luke 16:12, New Living Translation. "And if you're not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own?"
There you go.
Hallelujah.
So it's a matter of understanding wealth and a matter of being faithful where we are so God can bring us up even further.
Amen.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says Soul Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. So whoever asks, while you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And if you're on social media, on Facebook, check out my Rich Thoughts Minute. I'm doing them.
Amen.
Been doing them about anywhere between 1 and 3 times a week. Check it out. It'll bless you. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.